From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. French nationalism is surging in Paris today, with crowds of people waving flags and singing on the streets one day after a series of terrorist attacks that killed at least 129 people and wounded more than 300 others. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility, and French President François Hollande has declared 3 days of national mourning, as well as a state of emergency, as the country sets out to identify the killers and search for their accomplices. Lisa Bryant was also in the streets of Paris today and has this report for VOA.
Residents and even tourists are flocking to blood banks to donate blood for the dozens of victims in the string of nearly simultaneous attacks that took place around the capital. There were more flowers near the Bataclan, the music spot where the deadliest attack took place Friday night. A French reporter filmed the horrific events from his apartment. At least 82 people were killed during the Bataclan assault. Three assailants reportedly blew themselves up. A fourth was shot by police. French radio reports at least one has been identified. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Across the globe, news of the terrorist attacks in Paris brought reactions of horror and anger, with many government leaders calling for stepped-up efforts to counter extremists. President Obama said the attacks were an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians.
France is our oldest ally. The French people have stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States time and again.
That is, of course, President Obama in Washington tonight, a vigil going on in Lafayette Square across from the White House at this hour. This is VOA News.